Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 23rd, Thursday, 2019, day 143. Today's topic, did Judah has a chance to pull out at the last moment? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 72 verses 1 to 7, 2 Samuel, chapter 2 verse 12 to chapter 3 verse 39. John chapter 13 verses 1 to 30, Proverbs 15 verses 29 to 30. Today's main passages, I've got four. First one is John chapter 13 verses 10 to 11. Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. The second passage, John 13, verse 18. "I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen. But this is to fulfill this passage of Scripture. He who shared my bread has turned against me." The third passage is John chapter 13, verse 21. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Very truly I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." The last passage, John 13, verses 25 to 27. Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judah took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Did Judah has a chance to pull out at the last moment not to betray Jesus? Wow, this is my main catch today. I found Jesus gave him four chances, from giving him hints to clearly telling him don't do it, to okay, if you insist, do it quickly. How could you pull out because of Jesus' warning not to step into Satan's tailor-made trap, to sin? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to grasp those chances you give us so that we can win for you each day and not follow Judah to be defeated. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your secret to be able to grasp those chances Jesus gives you? So that you can win for Jesus each day and not follow Judas' example to be defeated. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about the importance of to be able to grasp those chances. May the Lord bless you.